Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is the biggest reason that women stop having sex with their husbands, and I know what's coming in the comment section, and I don't care. Because I have to spit the truth. And yes, I do know what I'm talking about. I know, Stuart, you're going to comment and say, well, maybe it's this, this, and this, and you're going to get kind of mad about what I have to say, but here's the deal. I have a doctorate in social psychology. I've spent my entire adult life studying romantic relationships, the science of romantic relationships, both studying the science as well as publishing in the science. And so I am very well versed in this topic, not to mention that I've seen thousands of clients and heard from thousands of women about why they won't have sex with their husbands. Yep. So, you know, Joe, if you know better, for sure put it in the comments, but I think I have some credibility. And if this is a problem in your relationship, you might want to humble yourself and take a seat and hear what I have to say.
Yeah, most guys can't handle that.
The primary reason why women stop having sex with their husbands is because they don't feel emotionally safe.
Yep.
And the reason that they don't feel emotionally safe is because their attachment needs are not being met inside of their relationship. Attachment needs are our deepest needs inside of a romantic relationship. And if those things are not fulfilled, we will not feel emotionally safe.
And
especially for women, when there is a lack of emotional safety, they start feeling very unsafe, giving their bodies to their partner, and they start to feel extremely unattracted to their partner.
Yeah, they become like roommates.
Like, they simply can't get physically turned on by their partners anymore. So if you're not familiar with my content, you might be asking, how do I know what their attachment needs are? Well, there's a lot of information about attachment out there. You could dig through my videos, and you could probably very easily figure out the attachment style of your partner. Attachment science has been around since 1958. It's been studied empirically in thousands of empirical studies. Go to PubMed. The studies are out there, okay? Where you can work with me, and I'm happy to assess the attachment of your partner. And here's what you need to know. The different attachment styles have very, very different needs. So knowing the attachment style of your partner is really the keys to the kingdom and getting all your needs met inside of the relationship as well. So the anxious preoccupied, their biggest need is love, affection, and reassurance. So they need lots of reassurance every single day that you love them, that the relationship is stable, and that you are, in fact, appreciative of them. And they really have all the love languages. They just want lots of reassurance of your love, okay? The fearful avoidant, I just did a video on this. Their biggest need is to be able to feel seen, heard, and understood in the relationship, aka trust you to show up for them in a way that feels good to them.
So basically, he's got to act like a man, got to be the leader, got to make her feel heard and understood, regardless of the attachment styles. It's the same two things I see over and over. The woman doesn't feel heard and understood, the legs are going to close. Just like she said, she doesn't feel emotionally safe. He's not taking the time to open her up. It makes her feel like he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Because like when you first start dating somebody, he wants to know everything about you. Hey, how was your day? What's going on? But the longer you're together, what happens is he gets more focused on work and other things, and he just stops doing those.
Mm-hmm.
And then oftentimes a lot of guys are like, well, I don't want to go out on dates so much because that's expensive. I'm trying to save money for a house or this or that or whatever. And she's like, we never go out. We never do anything. And he's like, we just went out a couple weeks ago. And all she really wants to do is go out and feel special and go on a date.
Dress up.
Because if the guy cares, of course he's going to continue to date her. You always have to date your girlfriend or your wife. Because if you don't, eventually some other guy will.
Yeah.
And so what I see over and over, and just tens of thousands of times over the last 20 years I've been doing this, it's confirmed over and over and over and over and over again. It's the same two things.
Mm-hmm.
The woman doesn't feel heard and understood. He's not taking the time to open her up, care, find out what's going on in her life. And the second thing is that he stopped dating her. He stopped courting her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like women want to be in a love story. And so when the guy stops the love story, when he stops the romance, of course the woman's going to assume he doesn't care.
Right.
But oftentimes the way women communicate what they need, they typically complain, we never do anything, we never go anywhere. And then the guy feels attacked and he wants to say, well, I just spent $10,000 on a nice trip, you know, to the islands a couple weeks ago. What are you talking about? We never do anything.
Right.
And all the woman hears is, nothing's going to change. I've already spent enough money on you. Suck it up.
Yeah.
And over time, after complaining about it enough, maybe the 10th time or the 50th time, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, however long it is, eventually, just like, I mean, we talked about Giselle and Tom Brady. Eventually, she heard enough Kentucky guarantees to where he wasn't going to change. It's like, if she wanted the kind of relationship she wanted to have, it was not going to be with him because he didn't get the message. He would not make the changes that he needed to make and that he probably more than likely promised. As she said, he wasn't present.
Right.
He might have physically been there, but he wasn't present. In other words, he didn't make her feel like he gave a shit about her and what was going on in his life, probably because he was so self-absorbed with being the best quarterback to ever play the game, and probably he just didn't know these things.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is he didn't show up, and eventually she left him. I mean, they were together, I don't know, 10, 15 years, whatever it was, but every woman's got a limit. I talked to dudes that have been with their wives for 30 years, and things have been great. And then all of a sudden they go through a health challenge or a financial challenge or whatever, and they think, hey, we've raised a family. Our kids are amazing. You know, I'm going through a tough time right now. I can lean on her for a while.
Yeah.
And you can do that for maybe 6, 12 months tops, trying to make the woman the leader in the relationship. And eventually she resents it. And she's going to stop sleeping with you if you stop being the man. These are just basic. This is basic level of competence that a man has to be able to show up, make his girl feel heard and understood, and continue to date her. And if he doesn't do those two things, or doesn't do both those things, or only does one of them, mm-hmm. she's eventually going to leave him right. and stop sleeping with him. And that's just a fact of life. And guys don't like it. Because part of it is they got to take personal responsibility for the fact that she doesn't want to sleep with them anymore.
Right.
But most guys are too focused and hurt, that, you know, they're too focused on the rejection and the sex that they're not getting. But if the guy's doing what's in the book, then the woman's going to be complaining that you're not having sex with her enough. Mm-hmm. And most men have the exact opposite problem. Most men are stuck in a pussy embargo.
They're banned.
They're banned from the promised land.
The coochie box is banned.
The coochie box is closed.
Definitely. Do you believe in the attachment styles that she was describing?
Well, I mean, that's a nice psychological thing. But if you take overall what she is saying, I mean, I'm not a psychologist or a therapist. It's like, you know, that's stuff that, you know, people that need that help get that help. But from my perspective, when I'm looking at it strictly from what's going to create the attraction.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you got to spend time talking to your girl. When it's like the one of the best things a guy can do when he comes home at the end of the day was, hey, babe, how was your day? Mm-hmm. Ask her how her day was. Get her to talk. That makes her feel like you give a shit. Because mm-hmm. if you come home every day and you just start doing things and you don't, you know, ask her what's going on or how the kids are, this or that, eventually she's going to just think you don't give a shit. Because right. if you cared, you'd ask. Mm-hmm. You used to ask, but you don't ask anymore. So if you don't ask anymore, well, that means that you don't care. If you don't take her on dates anymore, it means you don't care. It doesn't matter what you say. Women look at the fact that the love story stopped, the romance stopped. Obviously, you don't care. Because if you do, if you did, you would take corrective action and take her out on dates and make her feel special again like you did in the beginning.
Right.
You just have to do these things. Mm-hmm. If you don't date her, eventually some other guy will.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok of a girl. She propped up her phone and she was just like, my man, every day he comes home from work, he always makes it seem like it's his first time seeing me. So she put up the phone, like kind of like hidden camera type of thing. Mm-hmm. And she was waiting in the kitchen and then he gets home. And the first thing he does is he hugs her from behind and he's just like, hey, sweetie, how was your day? I missed you so much. You look gorgeous. And he's just like feeling on her body. And Damn. It's just like, it's really nice. And she's just like, oh, like you saw me earlier this morning. He was just like, yeah, but I already missed you, you know? And it's just like, you like to come have your husband come home like that and vice versa, you know, like if it were your first time, you know, not that you get comfortable and then you barely say hi to your wife or you go straight to the bathroom. Because I know guys usually go straight to the bathroom after work.
Got to drop a deuce.
Or ask, like, is dinner ready or something? Like, no one wants to feel like...
Where's the dinner, bitch?
Yeah, it's like, oh, like, what are we eating today? I'm hungry. I'm starving. Had a long day. Like, no one wants to hear that. that you can mention that later, but give the little love, the little romance that makes it feel nice.
Gorgeous.
How's your day?
Amazing.
What do you mean?
I love you. I love your hair. It does look lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Much lighter, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You going blonde again?
No.
Are you sure?
Unless you want me to.
No, I want you just the way you are.
How was your day?
It was good, man.
Long day?
My back hurts. I don't know why. I love it.
Can
we cuddle and do nothing, please?
Sure.
I'm so tired. I know you are, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because otherwise it's like coming home to a roommate.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. People become roommates. And when the guy doesn't lead, it becomes platonic. She doesn't feel safe. It feels like she's living with a friend, with a guy that doesn't give a shit about her.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually she's going to leave.
Right.
There's a time limit.
You don't want to get comfortable in the relationship. It should always feel like a spark or like flutters and that excitement. But once it doesn't, it's just like, what are we doing? I'm just hanging out with a friend now. I used to feel that too.
Yeah, most guys don't figure out how to turn it around until it's too late, because you complain and complain and complain. And then when you finally do leave, the guy's like, I didn't think she was serious. I didn't think she meant that.
Right. And guys resent it, too. The more she complains, the more he doesn't want to do it. And
yeah, because he feels like a failure.
Yeah.
For us guys, if you're happy, we're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
If you're unhappy, then obviously we fucked up. We take it personally. And if a woman is always complaining and it never gets better, then eventually, you know, the guy will tap out. The guy will just be like, no matter what I do, she's not happy.
Right.
And there are, you know, plenty of women out there that suck and that are messed up, and you're just not going to be able to have a healthy relationship with them. But this is assuming that you're dealing with, obviously, a healthy woman, like the video that you described.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could put a clip on there of that.
Yeah.
It's like, how many of the people watching that, how many is that the first thing that happens when you see each other? Yeah. Are you embracing and showing affection, or are you just treating, you know, the other person like a fucking lampshade?
Yeah, like how many people are actually experiencing that healthy side of the relationship?
Not many.
Yeah.
Divorce rate's over, what, 56%? Most recent stat that I've heard. And if you figure, you know, the rest of the people are just not miserable enough to leave or do anything about it, they just, oh, we're staying it from the kids.
Right.
And they're miserable and they're unhappy, but they won't do anything about it.
Right. Or they've reached the age where they're just like, I'm never going to find anybody else, so I might as well just stay here. I did have experience with my person. We got picture frames, like 24 by 36. Like,
is this your new person or is this a previous person?
My person.
The current person?
Yeah, my current person. We got three of them.
The dude who's in first place at the present moment?
Yes. We got three of the huge frames. We printed out pictures for them, and we were putting them up. And as he was holding it, I was like doing something, and he kind of like slightly drops it on the floor. And I was just like, it's okay, it's fine. And then I look at the corner and it's chipped. And
it's fine. You chipped the corner. It's fine.
Then I did get upset. I'm just like, oh no, because we went to three different Michaels to find it, because there was a buy one, get two free, which is a great deal.
So are you saying he did not display competency when he was trying to hang a picture?
He basically got upset. Not at me, but at himself. He was just like, you were so excited. You were so happy about this. And I messed it up. He's like, I messed it up and I broke it. And I'm like, it's okay. We can try. We'll go to another three and find it, but you're fine. And he was just kind of like defeated with himself. He was just like, damn, like she was in a really good mood. And I freaking dropped the frame.
So you got cranky after that?
He got a little butt hurt.
He got butt hurt.
With himself. Which I thought was sweet because he genuinely cared.
That it showed that he cared. That's the important thing. Yeah. That he got upset about it. That's why you were like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Because it means he cared. Otherwise, if he dropped it, it's like, ah, we'll just get another frame. We'll do it later.
Yeah. Or like, you're making a big deal. Just like patch it up or something. That would make me feel upset. But I was just like, it's okay. You're fine. Like, I try to reassure him too. Like, we'll just find another one. And we did. So
nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Where's he at now? He was at a 6.5 a few weeks ago. So has it gone up?
Yeah.
Where's it at now?
An 8.
Ooh, 8 on the attraction scale.
Yeah.
He jumped 1.5.
Mm-hmm. Last weekend it was fun. We were doing a bunch of errands for me, and it made me feel special. So.
Aw.
And we started looking at puppies too.
Puppies! What are you going to get?
I think a chow chow.
A chow chow?
Yeah. It's like a big bear, basically. The huge fur balls.
How much is it going to weigh?
It's a medium sized dog. I think it's like 30 pounds.
I saw one of my neighbors. He had a golden doodle in the elevator yesterday. Those dogs are so great. The miniature golden doodles, like Sunny.
Yeah.
Or like this was a full size one. He's like 70 pounds. He's just such a sweet dog. I want to come over and pet him. And then he stuck his face in between my legs and just sat there as I was petting, scratching his side, you know. They're such nice dogs. And they're hypoallergenic.
Right.
They get hair all over the place. I love German Shepherds, but man, the fucking hair is just brutal. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I think this one doesn't shed as much, so. On the hunt.
And you have a cat, so there's hair everywhere anyways, right?
She barely sheds. She does, but it's not to the point where you're going to sit and it's all over your... Like, I never come with fur or anything, because she barely sheds.